Hello, this is Mike Breed with the Warren Group, bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for August 2020. Last month, there were 6,675 single-family home sales in Massachusetts, a 0.8% increase from August 2019, when there were just 6,621 transactions. Meanwhile, the median single-family home price increased 14.3% on a year-over-year basis to $480,000, an all-time high for single-family homes. Turning to the condo market, there were 2,560 condo sales in August, which marked a 2% decrease from August 2019. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 5.9% on a year-over-year basis to $425,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. It's good to be back with you. Everything seems to have cooled down around here, cool temperatures, except for the real estate market. Median prices keep rising rapidly.
Now, this is the second consecutive month that we've seen major increases in the single-family housing market following a lackluster second quarter. Do you think it's safe to say that the market has adapted to COVID-19?
You asked whether we've adapted to the pandemic. I'd have to say no. Are we in the process of adapting to it? Yes, I think so. It is sort of like saying that schools have adapted to the pandemic. They've got a plan, they're working things out, but they're not sure if it's the right plan or the final plan. So for everybody, it's really a roundabout route, and we're all feeling our way along. We have gotten beyond the shock and the awe of the very high and dangerous infection, test, and death rates that we saw in March through May. There was not much home shopping going on in those months, and second quarter single-family home sales plunged by over 30%. Now we are reporting two straight months of single-digit increases in sales. These are the first 2 months where home sales were really shopped and negotiated after the state started to open up again. For the year-to-date, sales are still down 8%. What is more noteworthy is what is going on with the median price. It increased 14.3% in August and 8.2% in July. Those increases are not like anything we have seen since the 6 years prior to the Great Recession. The rapid growth in prices has several causes this year. First is low inventory. Second is low mortgage rates. And third is strong demand. People who feel that their jobs are secure are out shopping. Many seem to be acquiring second homes, sales in Barnstable, Berkshire, Dukes, and Nantucket counties are all up 30% or more in August, with prices gaining 20% or more. It seems that people want a place to go that has more room to roam in case we face another lockdown or a dangerous rise in infection rates.
Now, even though sales were down slightly on a year-over-year basis, the condo market also experienced a relative return to normalcy in August. Do you think this is a trend that's going to last?
Condos are a conundrum. It's hard to figure out a pattern or a plan. Sales were down 2% in August, but that's much better than in the second quarter. Sales are down almost 12% in the first 8 months of 2020. Median price rose almost 6% in August, and they're up 8% so far this year. Condos are just about the only new housing units in Greater Boston. That makes them fresh and ready for moving without a lot of renovation. But I suspect there are lingering doubts about the density and urban living and about the elevators. I think we have to say that the jury is still deliberating.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for August 2020. If you'd like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.